This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah, walhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salamu ala sharafil anbiya, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam, wa man wala ba'd. My brothers and sisters, I remind myself and you in this final reminder, inshallah, reflection on the value of dua, that Ramadan al-Kareem is the time for dua. So spend a lot of time making a lot of istighfar and changing our lives and making resolutions to change our lives, making the niyyah to change our lives and actually changing our lives and making lots and lots of dua. The most beautiful reminder of this is the question that our mother, Sayyida Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha, asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. On a side note, when I am saying our mother, this is not a statement of aqidat alone. This is the status that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave to the wives of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In Surah Al-Ahzab, in the ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, أَزْوَاجُهُ أُمَّحَاتُهُمْ. His wives are your mothers. The status of Sayyida Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha and all the wives of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a status of being mothers of the believers, ummahatul mu'mineen, and this is a status granted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and recorded in the Quran. Anyone who disagrees with this and who does not give any of the wives of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam the status of being a mother of the believer is going against the Quran. So let us be clear about this. These are things that are part of our aqidah and part of our amal. As Muslims, we believe this and we follow what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told us to follow. Now, Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam a very, very beautiful question. And may Allah bless her and may Allah grant her Jannatul Firdausul A'la bi ghairi hisab. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase her darajat. She is responsible for asking such amazing questions, which are the reason why we have so many beautiful explanations for the things that we do in our deen. She asked Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, she said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if I were to get Laylatul Qadr, and we'll come to Laylatul Qadr inshallah. She said, if I were to get Laylatul Qadr, what dua should I make? What should I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam told her, he gave her the dua and he said, ask Allah, Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbul afu fa'afu anni. O Allah, you are the one who forgives, you like to forgive, so forgive me. Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbul afu fa'afu anni. Sometimes people ask this question, should I say Allahumma innaka afuun kareem tuhibbul afu fa'afu anni? This is not haram, but the best form of anything is the way that Rasulullah ﷺ did it. Not to add to it, not to subtract from it, because of our own wills, even though that will may be a good will, but it is most beneficial if we do it just as the Prophet ﷺ advised us. So, Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbul afu fa'afu anni. O Allah, you are the forgiver, you are the one who forgives, you like to forgive, so forgive me. I'm not saying forgive me because I deserve forgiveness. I'm saying forgive me because you like to forgive. Please yourself and forgive me. What a beautiful dua this is. And imagine, this is the mother of the believers. This is the person that when the Sahabi asked Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he said, Ya Rasulullah, Amr ibn al-As radiallahu anhu said, I asked Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, I said, Ya Rasulullah, who do you love the most? Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Aisha. He said, he thought to himself, well, you know, he was wanting to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to take his name. So he said, Ya Rasulullah, among the men, who do you love the most? Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the father of Aisha, Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radhiyallahu anhu. Amr ibn al-As radhiyallahu anhu said, I decided to keep quiet and not ask anything more. Let's make this dua for forgiveness, because that is the ultimate benefit, the ultimate ni'mah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is forgiveness. We only need two things, only two daruriyat. We need guidance, hidayah, in this life, and we need forgiveness, maghfirat, in the next life. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for guidance, hidina salatul mustaqim, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness. Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbul afu fa'afu anna. We ask Allah for forgiveness for all of us. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika arhamar rahimin.